nothing but booze and vote him out chants as the president shows up to what is supposed to be a solemn, respectful time, and these idiots continue to just, you know, get crazy and stupid and disrespect the office of the presidency and the first lady. Joining us now, John Decker at the White House. John, first I want to talk about this, and then we'll talk about how the left is spinning what the president is doing as far as he won't commit to a peaceful transfer. But I just thought, how awful. And once again, Democrats just showing true colors here towards this president.
Well, they're exercising their freedom of speech. I think this was poor planning on the part of the White House, because the president had an option. He could have paid his respects to the late Justice Ginsburg at the Supreme Court, which is what he did yesterday, or he could have paid his respects to Justice Ginsburg at the U.S. Capitol, where he would not have encountered any of those protesters. And for that, that's the reason I say it was poor planning on the part of the White House. If I was making a recommendation to the president, I would say, Mr. President, go to the Capitol, where it's going to be reverential in terms of the way that they treat you and treat the entire solemn situation. So that being said,
I was just going to ask, John, was all of that booing and, you know, vote him out and harassment coming from inside the Supreme Court or outside?
No, it was coming from the street. It was coming from the street, and that's why I say if the president had done this at the Capitol, he would not have encountered those types of individuals and, you know, would have taken the motorcade from the White House to the Capitol, gone inside the rotunda of the Capitol, and been there for the events that we'll see unfold over the next 2 hours in the U.S. Capitol. And so for that reason, and I think the president was upset about it, too. When he came back to the White House after that event, he was pretty animated in a discussion right outside the Oval Office with his chief of staff, Mark Meadows. And I would not be surprised if that was the topic of conversation.
Well, how would it have been avoided at the Capitol versus the Supreme Court? I mean, it's out. He's got to walk from the motor.
No. The way it works is I've gone with the president in a motorcade many times from the White House to the Capitol. They simply shut that place down. There are no individuals that are anywhere near the Capitol when the president travels there, unlike what we saw yesterday at the U.S. Supreme Court, where you can't shut down a public street. You can do so in the areas around the Capitol complex, and that's the reason why he would not have encountered any type of protests or protesters if he had simply gone there today.
All right. Well, yesterday I watched Kayleigh McEnany's press conference, and she said that the president is good with a transition in the election process if it's fair. So once again, the Democrats going, well, what do you mean by that? I mean, oh, so the president doesn't want to, commit to a peaceful transfer of power if he loses. Wow, the spin is crazy once again.
Well, it wasn't just Democrats had their eyebrows raised in terms of what the president said a few days ago in answer to a question at a White House press conference. It was also Republicans. The Senate Majority Leader put out a statement, and then you may have seen this or reported on this earlier. The Senate unanimously, which never happens, by the way, in the Senate, they passed a resolution promoting the peaceful transfer of power after an election. And that was clearly aimed at what the president said just the day before, in which he did not make it as clear as Kayleigh McEnany did a day after. And her job oftentimes is cleaning up some of the things that the president says. So that's the reason why you had that unanimous resolution passed in the Senate, Republicans and Democrats coming together. And it's also the reason why the White House press secretary explained what the president did not explain when asked that question at that press conference that took place at the White House earlier this week.
Talk about not committing to a peaceful transfer of power if he loses. Joe Biden, just like the president, is concerned about the election results and has actually hired a team of lawyers to immediately start pushing back if Joe Biden loses. So where's the pushback on Joe Biden?
Yeah, both sides have hired lawyers. Both the Biden campaign and the Trump campaign have hired lawyers, and we're likely to see those lawsuits come into play if there are close elections in certain states that may decide the presidential election. That has nothing, the lawyers part of the equation, and I'm a lawyer, that has nothing to do with a peaceful transfer of power. Here's the deal. If President Trump is reelected on November the 3rd, and he's pretty confident that he will be, this whole issue is, you know, wasting our breath, right? Because the president will be sworn in for a second time as president.
John, honestly, do you think if Joe Biden loses, it's going to be peaceful after that?
If Joe Biden is declared the loser in the November 3rd election, I do. Absolutely. I think that
you think Joe Biden's going to go. Do you think Joe Biden's going to concede and say, good run, way to go, Mr. President, goodbye, I'm done? You don't think he's going to go out kicking and screaming and fighting all the way through the rest of the month of November and maybe longer?
Well, there are two different questions you're asking me. So you asked me, will there be a peaceful transition of power? And the answer is yes. Will there be, is there a great likelihood that there will be some lawsuits filed from either side, from the Republican side or the Democratic side?
All right.
The answer to that question is yes. So like two different questions that you're
I guess we're misunderstanding the definition of peaceful in this thing. We'll see how this plays out for sure. All right, John, thank you. Have a great weekend. We'll talk next week. It's